And this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. The U.S. House of Representatives could vote today on a roughly $2 trillion coronavirus response bill. It's already passed the Senate, and President Trump has said he'll sign it as soon as it lands on his desk. The COVID-19 outbreak, to some degree, has created stress, anxiety, and uncertainty for just about everyone, and that does include our elected officials. Debbie Dingell is Michigan's 12th District Congressional Representative and our guest on WEMU this morning. Thank you so much for the time.
David, it's good to be with you. Good morning.
Earlier this week, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hinted she might try and force all lawmakers back to Washington to vote on the bill so that it could be officially recorded. Republican Tom Massey of Kentucky has also called for a recorded vote that could potentially delay a vote until tomorrow. Am I talking to you in Washington or Dearborn today?
Well, I am not going back to Washington, unfortunately, because one of my staff members had to have a test for coronavirus last week, and we still don't have the test for St. Patrick's Day, and we still don't have the test back. And not me, she, he, they. And I'm not I'm trying to protect people's privacy.
Right, I get it.
Out of an abundance of caution, I am not. I'm listening to what the doctors say and to what our governor says, and I'm staying at home.
So, there are members of Congress who have contracted COVID-19. Others have gone into self-quarantine. Now you have members of your staff that are at least being tested. What are your personal concerns about exposure at this point?
I came home from Washington last weekend, did one or two things, and have not left my house since last Monday. I'm listening to what the experts say. I'm on the phone from 6 a.m. until midnight every night. I'm physically distancing. I'm not socially distancing. I talk to a lot of people. I've been working very hard on this bill that's going to get voted on today. I've been listening to a lot of people. I've been problem solving. And I'm doing, you can still work, as many of us know, from home. I'm one of the lucky ones that can. And I also, by the way, have a great team. My entire team, both Washington and Michigan, have been home for 2 weeks, teleworking. But they're getting a lot done, and they, too, have respected staying in, not going out, not exposing themselves to anybody, or, as the governor says, we need to mitigate. We need to stop the spread.
When it comes to a vote later today, you'll be voting in the affirmative, and do you expect it to win full House approval?
What they are trying to do is to pass this afternoon by a voice vote. They have enough people going back for a quorum so that if there has to be a vote, there will be a majority there to vote. I do not believe that any of my Democratic colleagues will block this bill. It's not perfect. There are things that I wanted in it, and we're going to start working on the next bill right away. But the people in my community and people across this country need immediate support. They need help. We need to get checks out to people that aren't working. We need to help small businesses. We need to get money to the hospitals. And compromise isn't a dirty word. We need to pass this bill today.
I am glad you brought that up. We are talking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU as the U.S. House prepares to vote on a $2 trillion coronavirus response bill. As you mentioned, no piece of legislation is perfect and compromises have to be made. But are you experiencing a change in tone, tenor, and working relationships between parties as we make our way through this national health crisis?
I think you've seen, for the most part, people really working together. I talked to Fred Upton several times a day. I talked to Paul Mitchell several times a day. The governor needs help. Everybody's working together to understand what we need to do. It's a Republican administration. My Republican colleagues are calling the Republican administration, but so are my Democratic colleagues. We do regular bipartisan phone calls. Our delegation is on a thread that goes back and forth hourly, probably every 15 minutes, and sometimes it may seem like too much to some, but we're working together, which is what you have to do. This virus isn't a Republican virus or a Democratic virus or, for that matter, an American virus. It's a World Health Organization challenge that has to be managed, and that means it's not a time for partisan bickering. It's time to protect, for me, to protect the people of my district, protect the American people, make sure people have the resources they need.
So let's take a broad look at the breakdown of the bill. $560 billion is to go to individuals. That is the biggest designated expenditure. State and local governments are going to get $339.8 billion. Public health, $153.5 billion. Education, which is being devastated, will get $43.7 billion. $26 billion is going to be put away as a safety net. Small businesses will get $377 billion. Big business, with the second highest expenditure, will get $500 billion. Why has the spending been prioritized that way, with big business getting so much and things like education so little?
So we need to get more money for education, and that will be in the next bill. There's no question. So this is, and by the way, many cities and municipalities and local levels of government, which really have the public health departments that are managing this crisis, are clearly going to need more help. So that's why we know we got to go back in, and we all said that to Speaker Pelosi yesterday. One of the things that we were able to do, and I'm not going to go Democrats, Republicans, but one of the things that many of us wanted to do was to ensure that any money that was given to the larger corporations was tied to the workers. Now, you've got to remember, just look at the auto industry, which is still backbone of the American economy. It's twice as much as what the airline industry is. There is not a specific line in this bill for the auto industry, but we already are feeling the impact here in Michigan with the OEMs and suppliers, and people are being laid off. General Motors took cuts to the salaried workers yesterday. Those larger corporations represent a significant number of workers, 17 million for the auto industry. So you want to make sure that they're protecting jobs. But the way that this got written is that the money that goes to those corporations is tied to making sure the workers are taken care of.
Once again, our conversation with 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell continues on 89.1 WEMU. I want to take a moment and note all of the essential personnel who continue to work through this health crisis. Every one of them deserves credit. Some, however, are making minimum wage or a little above. They might be better off collecting unemployment, ensuring their personal well-being by sheltering in place. As you know, that would cause utter chaos. Is anything under consideration to lift up those we are requiring to work?
It's on an individual by individual situation. A number of companies are looking at doing hazard pay. Hospitals are renegotiating contracts with their nurses, making sure that they have additional pay, places to live. If they get sick, that the sick pay is there. Quite frankly, the bill that we passed before this bill ensures that there's paid sick time for anybody that has to take the 14 days leave. There is paid family leave for up to 3 months. So we are trying to make sure that we take care of everyone. The unemployment insurance is much, again, this was something that had to be discussed out. I don't like using the word fought out right now because I'm trying to keep us positive. Mm-hmm. There were some that didn't think we should give an extra $600 a week to some people, but we are because we know that they need it, and we won that fight. So we need people out in those essential jobs, and thankfully we have people that are willing to do that. But that means we need to respect those people. We need to thank our doctors and nurses who are our frontline heroes, but the people in the grocery store, the people that are delivering food, that are making food in the restaurants, that are in the factories producing the masks and the personal protection equipment that we need to make sure that their employers and that we are giving them physical distance, that they have the hand sanitizer that they need or the protective gloves. That's all the kinds of things we're working on right now, David.
A $2.2 trillion allocation expected to be approved today, immediately signed by the president and then implemented. And, of course, it is needed. There's no way around it. More will be spent in the weeks and months to come. And what is all of this going to do to our national debt?
You know, there's a time to worry about that. But right now we got to keep our economy strong. We have to make sure that people who are scared, and there are a lot of them, know they're going to be taken care of. That we're going to make sure that they have food and they've got a place to live, and We're going to have to fight to get jobs back for them. We're going to need a massive infrastructure program when this is over that's going to put people to work. We've seen the need to bring back. We've offshored too many things, and we've seen what's happened to jobs being offshore, to product being offshore. 90% of our medicine is in some way made in China. The masks are made in China. The gowns are made in China. The gloves are made in China. We got to bring some of that back, and that's going to create jobs, and those jobs will create revenue and taxes. And so we have to take this day by day.
As you note, there is a long way to go, and I'd like to thank you for agreeing to join me not only today but every Friday for as long as necessary to continue addressing the federal response to our national crisis. I'll look forward to talking with you next week, and I thank you for the time today, Representative Dingell.
Thank you, David, and everybody, stay home, stay safe, save lives.
And the same to you.
Thank you.
That is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell discussing the CARES Act, a roughly $2 trillion coronavirus response bill that the U.S. House is expected to vote on and approve today. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.